This morning, when I was driving very, very quickly because we were late, Dave said to me as he came in, he said, "It's not very often I beat the vicar through the door," and it's because I was late, a bit late this morning. So I was coming across, but I was reflecting as I was driving down the A55, which had no traffic on it, so I could have almost like fallen asleep and still been gone. You know, just this is the 10th Christmas that we've been with you. 2009 was our first one. This is the 10th one. No. We don't. No, I'm saying it for that. But I just want to say how great it is to be here with you, to share life with all of you. It's not been an easy road, and I'm sure I'm a very difficult person to get on with. But I just want to say thanks for hanging in there. Thanks for being faithful. Thanks for steadfastness and love and support and care for us. So we really, Sue and I, just want to say how great it is to be with you. Thank you so much for all of you. But when you reflect about this day, there must be something special about this day, because it hasn't been just going on for 10 years or 100 years or 500 years. It's been going on for 2,000 years, this Christmas day. So surely there's some longevity in all of this. There's some kind of journey that the whole world has been on through all of those centuries and those decades and those year after year after year. On the 25th of December, everything stops and we remember a birth. There must be something amazing, something possibly truthful. Why would people carry on if it was just, you know, a fairy tale or a kind of, you know, story that somebody made up? Why would everybody keep going? Surely somebody would have unearthed some evidence somewhere that this is not true. So let's just abandon the whole thing as a complete farce, and let's just have a day off. Why do we go to all of this trouble? You know, why do we have a family that travel from all over the country, Virginia in America, all that effort? What's Christmas? Because the Bible tells us that Jesus came for a reason. And something that the Dai was saying on the film clip we watched earlier, you know, he articulated in such a... I love his accent. It just reminds me of home. I'm just home when I hear the accent, innit? Yeah, there we are then. See, I can go into it if I want to, see? But we could ask ourselves, why did he come to Earth all of those years ago, can't we? What was the purpose? What's the reason? And why do we carry on doing what we're doing? Why are you celebrating Christmas? Do you believe it might possibly be true? Or do you just enjoy the turkey and the bits and pieces and all of the other stuff? You have to make a decision, don't you? You have to decide what's the reason. And I just want to suggest to you there are three fundamental reasons why we celebrate this. The first is that Jesus came to save. The angel announced to Joseph, "You will give him," not "you might," or "you could." Can I suggest that you might? "You will give him the name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Now, what does the name Jesus mean? He saves. He rescues. He delivers. Literally, in Hebrew, the name Jesus means salvation. There's something wrapped up in his name. There's something wrapped up in the fact that he came to save. But who has he come to save? Oh, who needs saving anyway? Well, he reckons that the whole world needs saving. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish." You see, Jesus also knew that he had a purpose in coming, so that he could seek and save those who are lost. Well, you might not feel lost necessarily today. I mean, you've found your way here. You know, well done. Okay, you got your sat-nav out, yeah. And you managed to find King's Christian Center. So you might say, well, I'm not lost. But actually, lost in a far more deeper, more fundamental kind of way. Are you right with God, your creator? If you believe that God is a creator, which is, a bone of contention for many in the world today, because it's not something that is taught in schools anymore. If you believe that God made you,
had a hand in creating you, then are you made right with him? Are you friends with him? Does he figure in your life? Jesus said he's come to save those who are lost. You see, because those who are lost don't acknowledge God, don't even know God, don't want to know God. And yet he came to save those who were lost. We all need rescuing. Some of us realize it and embrace that experience. It's great to be rescued. If you feel you're in danger, isn't it great to be rescued? I don't know about you, but I don't know if you've ever been in a really dangerous situation. I remember one time, I'm sure I've told this story before, so forgive me if you've heard it. Being out off Abasok Beach on a sailboard, and being fairly inexperienced. I'm being sort of pushed further and further out by the wind and the tide and the waves and whatever, and further away from the beach and further out. Until you get to the point where you think, I'm not going to get back. I don't know how I'm going to do this. It was far more. Because you're trying to sort of tack in the wind, and Barry knows far more about this than I do. But you try and get nearer the shore, and I was going further and further out. I'm beginning to panic. I'm beginning to sort of feel a little bit unnerved, and I need rescuing. Until I clamber off the board and drop the sail in the water, which of course I should have done a long time ago, and begin to start dragging this board and myself back towards the beach. And it probably took me an hour, maybe longer. But I tell you something, when you feel ground underneath your feet... Do we need to change this, Howard? Yeah. Okay. It feels much better, and it feels like you've been rescued. Has anyone been rescued? Have you been rescued? One? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. They came and rescued you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Baywatch.
Unfortunately. Anybody else been rescued? No. Okay. Well, maybe. I don't know if you've ever broken down in your car on the motorway. You've been rescued? No. Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Uh-huh. I'm sure they did, yeah. Well, this is my mother, by the way. Okay, thank you for reminding me. I have no recollection of that at all. No, no. But I forget what I ate for breakfast this morning, so don't. That's fine. But to be rescued, if you've ever broken down in your car, just as my mother has, you know what it's like to feel that helplessness and hopelessness as you're sat by the side of the motorway, particularly on a motorway. It's how, and all those lorries are going. And the car's rocking, and you know, scary thing. And then suddenly the RAC or the AA or any other, there are other rescue services available, of course, arrive, and you go, that sense of relief. Well, Jesus comes to save, comes to rescue you, comes to reach out to you and to deal with the fact that you are lost if you don't know him today. The second thing that the reason that he came was he came to love people. The whole point of him coming was to demonstrate to us God's love. Because, of course, God, you know, if you think back to the beginning of the Bible, after Adam and Eve things started to go all sort of wrong, you know, if you read particularly the beginning of Genesis, all the Tower of Babel and all those languages and all that kind of stuff, and God looked on the earth and he was not too pleased with what it was being like, you know, around Noah's time, you know. And so he said, well, am I going to find a righteous man on the earth? And he saw Noah and his family, and that was it. So he rescued them, but did away with the rest. You know, God could do that if he chose to, but he chooses not to. He chooses to reach out to us with love and compassion and kindness. He chooses to reach out to us with salvation and good things. So be thankful. That Jesus came to demonstrate God's love to us. And finally, he came to give. Jesus had a reason for coming, and that was to give of himself, to give of his character, to make himself the prime example of what it is to be a human being. And that's why he came as one of us. But mostly, he came to give up his life. Sacrifice. The reason he arrived in Bethlehem all those years ago was to give. Give all he had so that we could be saved and loved and receive him into our hearts. So he came to save. He came to love. He came to give. Those are great qualities. Those are great reflections in our Christmas time, aren't they? He came to save. So when you cut your turkey today, when you sat down having your meal or whatever it is you're going to do, just think about Jesus coming to save those who are lost. Come to think about, perhaps a moment to think about how much Jesus loves you. Whether you love him back or not is immaterial. He loves you anyway. And how much he came to give of himself. He gave it all so that you might receive it all. What a great Savior he is. He's not just the baby in Bethlehem, of course, is he? He grew to be a man. And he died on a cross and rose from the grave and is alive today forevermore. And is coming back. In fact, many Christians would say he's on his way. And we look forward to the day that he is going to come back. So I hope you have a really blessed Christmas. Remember the reason for the season. Remember this has been going on for 2,000 years. You're simply part of the enduring story. But enjoy it and have fun today. Find Jesus in all of your celebrations.